we'd talk about things. Well, you know what? I was reading. This is what I'm on right now. I was listening to The Fix, you know, watching, listening to The Fix on YouTube. You know, I follow them up. I follow quite a bit of this stuff because, as most of my listeners know, I'm into music. On Saturdays, I play on-time music from, 12 till 2:30, I do a 90-minute thing. So anyways, they were talking about the music, the type of music that's going on dancehall. They were basically talking about that dude called Skillybang. I know a little bit about him, listen to him, and know something about him. I follow the dancehall myself. Not everybody, not everything, but I follow what's going on because I'm in the business. They brought up a very, very good, very interesting question that leads me, I wish, and hope some of us here would get, who have a little older mindset, would come and get involved in the conversation that I see that there is the music going down the drain, and the difference, is it because of social media? Or is it social media that's leading them, or they're leading social media? That's what I gather from it, leading social media. This whole ideology of what Jamaican music, they made one good point. We have, and I've said it many times over, we have one of the most potent music in the world. World over. Hands down. Truth. Look at Bob. Bob died over 30-something years ago, and still, always, every year, come in the top 10. Terms of sales, or whatever you want to call it. Plus, his music has gone on to the point where it's reached his grandkids. His grandkids are doing very well because of the foundation that he set up. Nobody else. None, nowhere. I see where on the first week of American Idol, Aretha Franklin's granddaughter came on, and they didn't accept her. They say, mainly Lorna Richie. And I questioned him too with his thought process then. And he said she's not ready. She should go back to the drawing board and come back with some things. So we don't know if he's saying that because maybe he had a ghost against Aretha Franklin. Because trust me, people, if you do some deep research into some of these things, you find out people had Aretha had a problem with Natalie Cole, and Natalie Cole had a problem with Aretha, and then there's people don't want people to sing their songs before they go on stage. Some of them would sing it to boost them up before they come on. There's a whole lot of confusion, that's created with this whole music. The music is not as simple as some people think it. We hear the good part. We hear the best part. But there's so much behind it. And that's why I'm saying that. Now RCA, which is an American company, signed Skillybang, which comes up with stuff like wap, 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 wap. That's all he's saying in the music. Nothing else. Wap, 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 wap. Well, who is that geared towards? Is it geared towards the kids? Is it geared towards the internet? Is it geared towards TikTok? Why did they choose it? Is it because of, there's so much. There's so much. But anyways, that's how I go on right now in my head from where I am. The show is called Wagwan. So I am here to tell you to go out and tell a friend, bring a friend to Wagwan, and we can fix 1-467-2407. Send me a message on Facebook, WhatsApp. And we can all WhatsApp number is 813-412-6003. We can talk. Don't be afraid to talk, but it's just too much. But some people, they might say, me, I go like Uptown. We have like a play Uptown, top ranking. All this, but good is vibe.
to me, do you see me in my pants and tea? See me in my altar back. Send me give your heart attack. Give me little bit, make me wine out my way. Uptown top ranking. See me in my Benz and King. That a true constant spring. Them checks where we come from, Cosmo Spring. But the truth, them don't know anything. Them don't know that we top ranking. Uptown top ranking. Should I see me and the ranking dread? Check out with jamming and ting. Love is all I bring. In my car, keep suit and ting. Nah, pop, no style. I strictly rule. Nah, pop, no style. I strictly rule. Watch out with Chucky dancing. In our car, keep suit and ting. Love is all I bring. In my car, keep suit and ting.
Goodies in the back right here, you know.
If you work in a team, you've got to try Monday.com. Go to Monday.com and manage all your team's work.
Yo, Kat, I heard you could do the opera thing.
Yeah, I could.
Vamos, canta, canta, canta.
Shaking up what they got. Elephant man and cat, come on.
Shake that booty, yep. Turn it around,
turn it around,
grab that ass off.
thing up.
Wine go down.
Wine go down.
Shake that booty.
Shake that thing.
Turn it around.
New York ladies.
Bang that ass up.
Down south.
Wine go down.
Jump in at the club and the music beat. If you juke jazz, juke jazz.
To the flow and swing it back and like that, there you go. Pop the bottle, get loose for your foe, and roll them hips to the left for once more. Now shake it up or bend over, spread wide. We back again and on a whole new ride. With Elephant Man, a Twister, Young Blood. We off in the sky in the middle of the club. So bring it here, a little mama fall in. And tell your crew that they can join in. So DJ spin it back, I got them tickled. So best be running when you hear that whistle.
Now come and shorty, won't you show me that love? Back it up on the Twister when I come up in the club. Look at the sister while she twerk that thing. Now you wanna let her hop in my old four range. Now juke it on me while I blow my bow. Sippin' hypnotic while you drop it down low. I be that nigga rappin' Rockefeller crew. Come poppin' for me, let me see what that do. Come in, la mama, you gon' think it's ridiculous. Look at your body, I like how you shake that truck, your titties and thigh. Your body delicate, other shit is irrelevant. It's the elephant, young bloods are twisted from the city of shy. You juke your body like you come from Jamaica. Go in my pocket to give you every blood clot thing. Look how she juking that booty cheek like a wing and whiting. So when you hear the cut, drop, sing.
Jump in at the club on the music street. If you juke jazz, juke jazz, juke jazz, juke jazz. And pan the wall, I'm looking at the mirror. And juke jazz, juke jazz, juke jazz, juke jazz. And pan the crumb bumper in at the ear. And juke jazz, juke jazz, juke jazz, juke jazz. Junk in the trunk, wind up your rump. And juke jazz, juke jazz, juke jazz.
I'm Sean Paul from the home of the script club. I don't trip, I tip, show the girl love. I know you know the face, I'm a young blue. But don't talk, just juke, go take a dub. She said she love my song, wanna cut a wood. I told her, show me a song for another dude. I came for some action, I don't want a hood. If it ain't happening, hit another clue. Drink some, throw a couple ones out. Make a shake some to the bank, run out. But I'm straight shot, I ain't finna run out. Make a joke from the night to the sun out.
Put your hands on the floor. Never been one more, a little more. Cocky to me, show me like a door.
Put your hands on the floor.
You get me love it when it's hard for. Don't spread out like manure.
Put your hands on the floor.
Every man loves the girl, yeah, you're shabba same one more, pa more.
Put your hands on the floor.
To your booty, booty, get a hand for. Every girl for bubble like a sword.
Man, sit, shake that booty. Good.
On the Move Lumley coming on at 7:30.
Are you ready? 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 Are you ready?
When the roll is standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children thereof, but if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name.
I am ready to roll.
Once the rules remain the same,
now the story's been told.
Lioness is on the rise.
Don't you ever have doubt.
Never say never, willingness forever to fight and be strong. Once it's for better, I'll write every letter and moving right along. And I'll roll with the punches, accept changes, work with the formula, do what I have to do. And call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. Call me anytime, never clock out. Lioness is on the rise, don't you ever have doubt. When you are willing to serve, we have room to observe, to see if give you my word, my voice must be heard. Bravery is a piece of my heart. Call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. Call me anytime, never tap out. A lioness is on the rise. Standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children there. But if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told.
Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told.
all know music is life, and we know without people in our lives, that don't make life much better. But now I got somebody else in my life on the Wagwan Show by the name of Janet on the Move. Lovely. Hey, sis, how you doing today?
You know what? I have to give thanks, although, you know, we have some sad situation in our family. But, you know, we're still here. We have to take each day as it comes and be thankful for life, you know.
Yeah.
That's, that's the journey we have to be on. My 11-year-old niece passed away on Monday, and it's been devastating for the family, you know, the fact that she was so young, hasn't lived any life, and then, you know, she's gone on, passed on before us. She should be visiting our funeral, you know, but we'll be visiting hers tomorrow. Is her viewing, and then on Saturday is the funeral, you know. So that's
how,
but outside of that, you know, as you know, Toronto, it's getting a little bit nicer here in terms of the weather. But
the weather.
Not only that, a lot of events, as you know, you've been in Toronto. A lot of them are, you know, opening back over the next months. Quite a few. You have, Afrofest will be happening July 8th to the 10th. I will be a part of that. On the Move will be a part of that journey, collaborating with Dreammakers Entertainment. Then we have in May 28th, we're having the launch of D-Flex Through the Storm 14-track album produced by Dreammakers Entertainment. Again, you know, I'll be on that. But guess what? I also will be celebrating my birthday at that event. So, you know, yeah,
double.
There anyone?
Double.
We have tickets selling, guys. If anybody from Toronto is listening, you know, we have tickets selling. I'm not sure. I think $30 to $40 are the ticket. It's on Eventbrite. You know, you can just go in, type in Africa Day Toronto, and that is the event. You'll see what's happening there. We have bottle service available, you know, so I will be controlling a table at the event. And, yeah, and then I will be launching.
I got one question to posing so the audience can understand that Eventbrite is a streaming service that you buy tickets and the event will be streamed, so you can stay anywhere and see the event. Is that the idea behind Eventbrite?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. It could be either or. In this case, it's a face-to-face
physical
event.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So you can still purchase your ticket. Yeah, to attend the event and stuff like that. If anybody is interested in getting a ticket or purchasing a ticket, what they need to do once they purchase the ticket, just take a screenshot of the ticket, send it to me, and, you know, so I know that that individual purchased a ticket that I can pass it on to the management team and stuff like that. We have a big lineup on that day. And then on June the 5th, Ezran, which is an international artist as well, he will be performing in Ottawa. So I'm also looking forward to be a part of that. Yeah, so we have going on. The Lumi is somewhat on the move again. It's got a better platform than it was before. It's more user-friendly. It's user-friendly, and it's, user-friendly. You can just go in. Yeah, interactive as well. What I noticed on the platform, you can also advertise your business. So it's doing good in terms of us for the community. So a lot of things happening. I will be doing another show as it relates to tourism in Jamaica, more specifically, because I can't speak of any other country, you know. But as a travel agent, I want to hopefully can take tourism into the garrison, because those people need to make money. And tourism, in any country you are, tourism generates, doesn't matter one country. Tourism is a big industry that brings in money into a community. So myself and, you know, I have a co-producer, we'll be coming together and to see how we can bring more into the communities in Jamaica. So my vacation, our tour company is called Great Holidays Adventure Tours. And through that, we're offering health and wellness, you know. So if you're having any long-term chronic kind of illness, you take a vacation right now, starting May 9th. That will be, you can book for 1 week. You'll be able to, everything, you get an assessment, your diet, everything. Every day you get your treatment for 1 week, you know, food. You'll be placed into given accommodation, whether it's in eastern side of Jamaica, whether it's on the western side, it's all there. And that's through Great Holidays Adventure Tours. I would love for individuals to follow me, you know, to see what we can do. And, yeah, as I progress, because we want to put more into the garrison, because the people in the garrison, they've been left out. And for people who don't know about the garrison, it's more like the ghetto, the areas that money is not filtering through, right? These people have, you know, each time I go to Jamaica, I stay in one of them, and it's not easy.
I know, it's not.
Yeah, it's not easy, you know. And we would love to hear from you, audience. If any of you are living in a ghetto or know anyone from the ghetto, let us know.
Let me give you a number here. 661-467-2407
yeah.
If you have anything to say. And is there any number over there they could call, those who are in Canada who can't call the U.S.? Because I know
Yes. So you can, if you're in Canada, you can call 437-881-2357 on WhatsApp as well. It's a WhatsApp number.
Okay.
You can just link up with yours truly, and I'll definitely talk to you, you know, if you have a family member in Jamaica that wants to be a part of the garrison movement in terms of tourism, or in terms of economics, not just tourism. In terms of economics, there's a way that we can build these communities, because these people in these communities, they're very creative. You know, they're doing wonderful things, but
look what I said.
They're not getting out there.
Right, that's right. What I said earlier is that why is it that the Chinese and the Indians can come to our garrison?
Mm-hmm.
I said good. And put up a shop when all of us are running around trying, poor, we ain't got no money, we need the hood, the people poor. Why would these people can't even speak English and come in our neighborhood and put up a store?
Thank you. Because there was one time I went to Jamaica and I went to Anata Bay, which I'm not far from there, but that's where my husband lived. And I went to Anata Bay and I went into a Chinese supermarket. So I'm talking to this lady. She goes, you know from Jamaica, right? You know Jamaica. And I said, yes, I am. No, you know Jamaican, because I'm speaking to her. She can't understand what I'm saying. So what I had to do, I wanted to purchase hair. So what I had to do, I had to go to the girl that was doing my hair for the girl to go speak with her. And that's how I was able to be you know, they were able to render service to me, right? So, yeah, what we need to do is to fight against that even if they want to come into Jamaica, they go right ahead. But we should have a system that we don't have to go into their establishment, right? We can stay right within our circle, right within our community.
You know what the problem is from our end is that we are willing to let these people come in and sit up, or they can come in and sit up with no nothing. Well, we cannot do that. Some of us get robbed. Some of us don't think it's feasible to set something up in there. Some of them just think that, hey, for all the reasons above that I just mentioned and more that keep them out there squandering, they don't believe there's nothing they can rescue them.
No, I know. It's just, and there are a lot of garrison places in Jamaica, a lot of it that is there. And some of them, I mean, when I go, I stay in one. And you could see, like, it's a pattern every morning. Because some of them don't have the resources. So they'll get up. And they will even go to somebody, you can give me a little salt. You can give me some oil. All these things, right? Then if we can show them how to be self-sufficient, it can happen. But how do we do this? We have to start somewhere. We have to start somewhere. That's why in Jamaica, you have all these, what do you call them? It's not exploitation, extortion, right? If you're in a particular area and someone knows what you're doing, so you have a shop, you have to pay somebody to stay in that area to sell your goods. You have to pay some money for, it's like taxes. Right? Like these would be the government in that area. So they will come on and say, in order for you to stay here, you have to give us $500 every day. Right? This is what goes on in these garrisons. So we need to change the dynamics that we bring a little tourism in there. Right? So tourists can ask. Because you know what? Since I've started putting this tour together, these tours, people are saying to me, you need to create a tourism, a ghetto kind of concept where people can come to stay. I didn't even know people wanted that kind of tourism. I didn't even know that people wanted to go into these places there. So our mindset and focus has to change.
I don't know what's wrong with us. I don't know if it's a psychological problem, you know. I don't know, you know.
No, you see, what we do believe is that the politicians, you know, because there's so much money filtered through politics, you know. And you look at these politicians when they end their term. They can go buy houses, do whatever they want to do. Where do they get all these money from?
Anywhere. They could be a little councilman in the poorest area of Jamaica, but they can buy a big house. Or, as a matter of fact, for anywhere, because over here, it's the same, what do you think they go to? They go with the politics over here, money. It doesn't matter where it is. They just, they may
it's
not
the same thing everywhere.
Go for money. Yeah. It's
true.
Crazy. It's crazy.
You know? Yeah,
let's just
know,
give
a
small
break.
A small musical
break. All that knows better has to try to do better.
Yes, we do. We do. We need to do better. But anyways, let's have a small a music break, and we'll be back with Miss Janet on the Move Lumley and 47 PRS Radio. And those who want to have we have very many different things. We can put you in. You hear how many things she's got going on? So if you want to be heard, you know, and then there's the radio itself. So, folks, we're now taking advertisement, right?
Show up, my baby. Show up, my baby. Show up, my baby. love you show me keeps my heart smiling always. The love that you bring makes me wanna sing. That's why forever you'll be my king. Your love is so strong, this can't be wrong. Had to write your name in my little song.
Thank you.
Yes, so yes.
What sad thing we had in Jamaica, they got Tabby Diamond.
Hmm?
This leaking of the diamond activity, what a shame.
Yes, 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 yes. That's very sad. That's another veteran, another legendary with such a good voice. We've lost.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, this is a sad.
A friend of mine told me today that part of the reason why that happened is because his son being involved with gangs.
Yes, that's what I understand. You know, it is so sad because, you know, sometimes we have our children and when they leave us, we don't know what they're involved with.
Yeah.
And we don't know what they're doing when they're not.
You can't tell them who to get involved with either.
No, but what I do believe, though, when children are of the same age as a community, because it takes a village to raise a child. So as a community, those children should become our children. I'm not talking the grown ones, you know, I'm talking because if we can instill certain things in them, then I don't think they will depart. Because as long as there's something for them to follow, always. So if they know that they have some kind of activity going on, and all of them, including the parents, it doesn't matter. We should get them involved. If anyone read Nelson Mandela's book, Long Walk to Freedom, when I read that book, inside of it, it told me what he says. He says in Africa, where he came from, there was no cousin in their eyes. All those children were like brothers and sisters.
Brothers.
He says even if it's his uncle child, his cousin child, and everybody within the family, in like adults, would be an auntie or an uncle. Right?
Well,
so when you come across the family, you will hear the children say, auntie, uncle. It doesn't necessarily mean that's the biological children of them, but is that's what they instill as a family dynamic. You know, to put in your children that everybody that you come across should be family. That's the key.
And that should always be the key. We're just wondering if we're going to try that now. These people out of this circle that I'm in with the water. You know, trying to make things, keep things right. You know, what do we do? You know, in a situation like that, I think they believe that if they kill the root, because that's what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So, another talk to them, if they kill the root, they kill the tree. Because in the old, in back, even now it's still happening, you know, the same way, once our leader's dying, no other leaders don't turn up and replace
mm-hmm.
that leader.
Mm-hmm.
Because they make mm-hmm. sure there's always one leader. There's always one. There's no tree.
Mm-mm.
They just killed
the
root.
Yeah, it's so unfortunate, you know. Yeah, it's really unfortunate. We've lost an icon, and you know, once somebody's dead, you can't bring them back.
Cannot bring them back.
No, you cannot. Once a person, and it, I mean, how old was he? 6 or something?
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought he looked well. He was moving more brisker than that, but I thought he was maybe a little older than that. So I thought he was.
That's what I thought, too, because, you know, ever since I've been growing up, I've been hearing about the Mighty
Diamond,
which meaning...
I saw them
yeah,
a
that
of
mean,
times, right?
Yeah, they're basically...
Them in Jamaica.
Yeah, that means they're basically... We all grew up with them, you understand?
Yeah.
The Mighty Diamond,
yeah.
The Melodeons...
Yeah, and,
all of these groups, Bob Marley
yeah.
and the Wailers, we all grew up with these
singers. Lion Robbie. Lion
yeah,
Robbie.
And see, Lisa Robbie Cullen. Went. Fly. Who died? Robbie?
Robbie, yeah.
Who's Robbie? Yeah, so all
Robbie's
these, you know, if these if all of these veterans or icons gone, who else is there to lead it? Who else is
going
to be continuing on that journey?
Yeah, I was talking earlier about the dancehall system that they have in Jamaica. I was listening to listening to them talking about this. You probably don't know anything about him because he's not anything of vital importance, but someone in the dancehall music, they signed him to RCA, signed him to their label. His name is Skillibank.
Who?
This dancehall kid by the name of Skillibank. See, you don't know who that. Yeah, some of us don't know. Some of the older people don't know. He's a dancehall kid. And the other day he put out a song, you know, he's been putting out some songs. I guess in the beginning he was doing some pretty good songs. Then all of a sudden he put out a song called Wap, 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 Wap. All he's saying in the song is Wap, 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 Wap.
Does that make sense?
And it went viral on YouTube. It went viral. They say everything he puts out goes viral. You don't even know him and he went viral. Every song he put out so far, I remember he did the one. Remember when the plane landed in Jamaica and they said there was nobody in the plane? I think that's the time when Trump was in power.
Yeah.
He did a very good song right after it dropped. There, the news went out today. By the next day, he had a song ready. Ready. Good
but
song.
Even with Will and Will Smith and Chris, what's his name? Chris Rock?
Chris Rock, yeah.
Yeah, with them. I saw a guy on TikTok who did a song of what happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you hear the Jamaican one? The song the guy did, dance on? Really nice, really put together. I just don't know. He did it so quick. The rhythm, everything.
You see these artists, these upcoming artists, lot of them are very, very talented.
Yeah. They just need a
platform to rise from.
Well, I'm telling you, this guy, whoever he was, he did a real good job with that one. So,
we have to push our platform, push it in a way that, you know, we can, you know, get some shows going, you know, to get them, you know, to travel, to get them, you know, to a different level. Because I saw an article about a month ago, one of the ministers out of Jamaica was saying that the dancehall artists, they're not making any money like Bob Marley and those guys, because the music that they're putting out, it's not making any sense. So what he was saying, that Olivia Grange, because she's the minister responsible for that, should be
right,
the one that's changing that dynamic. Put something in place that to kind of, scrutinize these songs. So even when they go to the producer, there are certain things. This is why with the CRTC here in Canada, I remember I went to an event a few years ago and one question was asked to one of the media personalities, why is it when we give you guys the music, you guys don't play it on the radio? And the answer was CRTC requires certain requirements. And if it's not in their base on the Canadian jurisdiction or, you know, whatever they put in place, those governing bodies, it's not going to happen. So no matter what you think that your song is good, and once especially if these radio stations are being sponsored by some big companies, corporations, there's certain music you cannot play. And I think that's where we have to look at now with even the upcoming ones, to look at specific what they're looking for before they put out a song. Even when they're going to write the song or whatever, they have to be educated.
Well, you can, and it does happen, but guess what? You always have that other producer on the side who doesn't care, and he takes it and he puts it on himself, and he puts it out.
Yeah, but you see, this is the reason why you have so many of those artists in Jamaica, as the article was saying, that's not going anywhere.
Right.
The guy just did a song, Bop Bop or whatever, and it went viral.
They signed him. They're willing to do an album with him. So the question they were asking, which is a very legitimate question, is it because he's so social media acceptable, or is it because his music is good why they signed him? Because every time he put out...
You see the younger generation, because my daughter is turned 22, and
yeah.
Their mindset, like a lot of things that, you know, sometimes I have to stop her along the way. She will go, "Oh, mommy, well, that was you guys' generation. These are different times, right?
They create that belief then.
Yeah, so the image, like, look at all these kids nowadays. We, in the beginning, when my daughter tattooed all her skin, right, because she was when she was younger, like in her teens, I always wanted to tattoo. And I told her no, because I'm giving her the reasons why she should not tattoo. Because of how we were brought up here, saying, if you do all these things to your skin and your hair, when you go out there to get a job, understand, these places are not going to hire you. Well, guess what? The world has changed. So now, what do you see now mostly on network? What do you see mostly on network now?
Yeah.
People are tattooing.
Yeah.
Whether young or old. They're all tattooing.
It's just, like you said, it's not our thing, and it's almost like leave it alone because it's not yours, so don't worry about it kind of thing. So,
no, but we have to.
Well, there's some kind of underlying thing where they're saying, you know, leave us alone, let us live, you know. But some of the young ones don't like it either. They're saying, I am not with that. Because these people I was listening to on the pitch, they are young people. And then one of them said she stopped basically listening to dancehall because basically what it's doing is she's in the same kind of thing like we're into. She's into media. And people giving her foolishness to listen to. And she said, I don't really listen to foolishness. I listen to my, it's true. You don't sit around as a media person. You don't sit around and listen to foolishness. Sometimes you hear it because it comes your way. Without you even requesting it, it just comes your way, so you listen to it. And you make a summation of it, you know? And that's what's been happening. Some media personality will take it, and they think it's great. They draw their opinion. For example, this guy who goes viral. The question is a legitimate question. Did the record label sign him for his talent, or did they sign him because they think he'd go viral and they think that's the way the marketplace is moving right now, so they're going to move with the marketplace?
And I think it's not for the song. It's because of social media.
Yeah, the social media content, where because you... everything you put up, you go viral, and they monetize. They monetize YouTube. So money can be made from it too easy. The one way they did the same thing, and I don't know, maybe it's because they're in Jamaica. I also look at it like the record company signed the person because now he's going to go viral, and people are going to look at the video, and they're going to get other ads put up there, and they can sell ads on the fact that this person is putting out a record and they're going viral. That's how they're going to make their money, because the debate was, okay, how are they going to make their money back? Are they going to make their money back with tours? If he doesn't make any good records, then how are you going to go on tour?
if you don't have any real music, because music is what drives it. The music, the lyrics is what drives it, and also the fact of how you look, how you carry yourself. What are these help to drive?
And that's another problem too. A lot of these youths, and it's no disrespect, and I don't think it's any fault of theirs. It's just that in terms of appearance, you know.
Marketing.
When you look at with them, they weren't given proper training on how to put themselves together when they step out. Some of them, they're good. They have it down pat. Because sometimes I have to look at some of the young guys, they're well put together from their head to their toe, right? While some of them, that's not on their agenda. And it could be a matter of finances too, right?
Yeah.
They don't have the finances to put themselves together, and they're hoping that they can get a break. So maybe the fact that they know what it takes to put out, you know, that image. Because it's not just about the music, everything, yourself, everything that, because you become, you, that's your career, you know. So when you step out there, you have an image that people will always look at. So maybe even this young guy too, maybe he's got an image too.
They just say that
the same one you're talking about. Maybe he's got an image.
Yeah, Killer Bang. I don't really follow him. I just listen to what they say about him.
Send me his name. Send me his name, and I will follow him, because you know we need these are the things that would even help us to understand the whole industry of what's going on.
Yeah, I have to pay attention. Trust me.
No, we have to. This is the key here, because yes, we love reggae, right? We love reggae music. I'm not gonna lie, because there's something. Reggae music depicts love. It depicts culture. It depicts there's everything in reggae, right? Which is what we were brought up on. But
right.
Sometimes you can't be too complacent within your setting. Sometimes you have to have an open mind and step out of the box to see what is out there and what you can bring to, what value you can bring to, like with Wagwan right now. What value with these young people, what can we bring to them to give them that interest? So maybe these people been following them. It's like a guy that somebody introduced me to. He's from Ghana, and what they did, they're into Afrobeat, and they will take any song and remix that song and bring it to life, because that's what's going on now with the Afrobeat.
Right.
A lot of that is happening now. So I start to look at Afrobeat too, but it's mostly with the Africans, the Afrobeat. A lot of that is so... I'm trying to connect now with Kenya, Ghana, Nigeria, all these African states.
Yep, Sierra Leone.
To bring flavor to what we're doing. Somebody sent me a flyer the other day, so there's gonna be if any artist out there who wants to be a part of this tool. It's like a Toronto-America kind of link-up kind of thing, where you'll get an opportunity to go on mic or go on a platform and do your thing, right? So that's something that we're looking from here. There are a lot of individuals here are coming out with some uniqueness in terms of us as Africans. And I do believe that we should start now looking outside of where we're at to see how we can help to get these young people on those platforms. We need to start doing that, you know, connecting with even some of these big companies, maybe even, even follow them, right? And once we start following them and they can see what we're doing, who knows? Because sometimes that guy's spooky. That's how it happened for him. He was on a thing with my friend. My friend is from Toronto. He's from Ghana. And my friend been following them on Twitter. Next thing you know, he did a song, and my friend helped him. And guess what? That song became the theme song for Twitter. That song became the theme song for Twitter.
Well, somebody was saying, somebody on what show was saying that actually the Twitter, some black person, it's a black person who started up the Twitter thing, who got it to some level, you know. That's what I'm trying to say. If the artists will realize what they're supposed to be doing and what they can do, instead of trying to follow everything that comes on social media, but TikTok is where they're trying to lead everything, because they're going to monetize TikTok, and because there's so much views coming out of TikTok.
TikTok is happening.
Yeah, that's where everything is going. So that's why they're saying, like, for example, in this case of this boy, Skilly Bang, because they're, you know, big on the social, that part of social media could be another reason why they signed. It was a very interesting conversation,
Well, again, and these are the things now we should do.
Yeah.
What about getting one on Wagwan and just have him call in? Let's have a dialogue.
It's coming to fruition, you know. We're going to take another musical break again. Today we're mostly doing discussions, which we've never done, because our aim is to change the show up to make sure everybody gets involved, not only us, but you out there, the audience. This is Poetic Sam, and my co-host, Janet on the Move Lumley, and we're going to take another music break. Mujiban, bless them.
Oh, I tell you, I go down to the market out there. And when I see the desolation, I tell you, my tears come on me.
Dark forces, man. Dark forces take over the earth.
This great change.
And for every time of change, you know, we have revolutions, you know, from the French come right up.
That is why it won't stop.
The change we have won now. With the youth, them a revolt and a rise up all across the world. So just them shall call upon us that we do the work, you know, and call upon adults and them feel them and call upon the youth. And that's why we have to make sure so the youth them know the right thing and stay awake so they can enlighten their generation.
Come with the blood fire, this is going on in America.
A big thing is going on, yeah. You see a blessing, huh? You want one of them, yeah? Equal one, man. Respect.
All a piece of food here, too, man. Respect, all right?
See a thing, yeah.
We are gonna make it. Win the prize and take it. We are gonna make it. Four corner, global. We are strive and a reach to be good. Them a fight and a spite through them in control. Them a real asshole. But a long time, we are fight for your slice of the bread. Them a scream and a dream and a wish to be dead. But a God of we head. And not just now, we are scream and a chill for the team. Them a plan out for venture at them rules of dream. Like a them want to clean. Well imagine, we are trying to move out of the shock. Them are crying and a spy and a try stop we clock. Yes, and who have we back? Tell them so we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them so we still have life, we no stress. God light shine on we, you know what quest. Screw where your man want free, we no press. Bless up who down when we fuck the rest. Tell them we no broke like God and we no this. Only follow we like peace, so they my guess. How come we still look clean and they my mess? Eventually they will see who is watching over me. Let me shine like stars above and give love to who show us love to. We we flying high like the morning dove. And our wrist look can fit like glove. See like that. We are strive and a reach to the goal. Them a fight and a spite you, them in control. Them a real asshole. But a long time, we are fight for your slice of the bread. Them a scheme and a dream and a wish we fit dead. But a god that we dead. I know just now, we are scream and a cheer for the team. Them a plan out for pension and them rules supreme. Like and them work to clean. Well imagine, we are try move out of the shock. Them a cry and a spy and a try stop with luck.
Driver, I forgot my money.
Don't worry, I got the cover.
Tell them so we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Now see me send my nasty impress. Tell them me no waste my own, me inverse. Make them know me girlfriend one foot inverse. Tell them me still look fine, and me still I'm blown their mind. So you now see me pressure no man like compass. Now that we make our own a success. Now is it different but take we interest. Stay focused, me a time to progress. Now follow them like the road of beaters. No matter where a man want, can't me careless. And this me want you digest. We a strive and a reach to the goal. Them a fight and a spite through them in control. Them a real asshole. But a long time, we a fight for your slice of the bread. Them a scheme and a dream and a wish we fi dead. But a goddamn we head. And I know just now, we are scream and a cheer for the team.
Happy birthday!
Like how them want to clean.
Yo, right here.
A 20 da. Big up the 20 da.
Well, what? Poor con.
My gun stick to me like for me tattoo. Thinking on my blood clot and me got flu. Tell us in a boy, me no fear that that's true.
Oh, they bad killer.
Baby, nothing can change that we have created a life together. So no matter what happens to us, we're always going to be tied together.
Remember when you told me you were pregnant? I got emotional. We thank God for giving us a beautiful present. You looked at me and you looked so nice. That I started crying. Tears of joy. We're gonna have a girl or a boy. My baby, my darling, I love you. My baby, my darling, I love you. Life giver, I love you. My baby, my darling. Remember I drove you to the hospital. You were in so much pain. I wish that I could have taken it away. Then it was over and I heard my baby cry. That I started crying. Tears of joy. We're gonna have a girl or a boy. My baby, my darling, I love you. My baby, my darling, I love you. Life giver, I love you. My baby, my darling. Remember when you told me you were pregnant? I got emotional. We thank God for giving us a beautiful present. You looked at me and you looked so nice. That I started crying. Tears of joy. We're gonna have a girl or a boy. My baby, my darling, I love you. My baby, my darling, I love you. Life giver, I love you. My baby, my darling. Remember I drove you to the hospital. You were in so much pain. I wish that I could have taken it away. Then it was over and I heard my baby cry. That I started crying. Tears of joy. We're gonna have a girl or a boy. My baby, my darling. love you. My baby mother, me love you. Life giver, me love you. My baby mother, my baby mother, me love you. My baby mother, me love you. Life giver, me love you.
Yes, another one of those kind of halfway decent, halfway nice songs, no. You know, I'm not really into Vibe Cartel like that, but he has a couple of decent ones. He's one of the main driving force in this last part of the dancehall era that put away, but still controlled. I saw something online. I was going to have to look it up, where they're saying that he doesn't own his record anymore. He doesn't own it. So I don't know if it's because he's in jail. I don't know. I've got to listen to it. And then again, sometimes you listen to these blogs and who's really talking the truth? Who's being truthful to us? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, because you see the blogs. And I believe that in anything that we do, it's opinionated.
Right.
It's all about opinion. It doesn't mean that it's really how it is. And as the elders would say, out of Jamaica, would say, pick sense out of nonsense.
Right.
In Jamaica, a lot of our grandparents uses a lot of idioms. And when you say pick sense out of nonsense, it means that you have to look at what they say and try to think if it makes sense before you take that and run with it, right?
Yeah.
So people, when they come up with stories, the stories that they come up with is based on analogy, right? People write books, they wrote the books based on what happened to them. Like that's why for me, I like to read autobiographies, right? I like to read books that's relatable to someone. You know, what, like that Walk to Freedom, you know, Long Walk to Freedom book, you know, by Nelson Mandela. Those kind of stories I will read because I can somewhat learn from it. But some of the books that they're putting out there, some of the stuff that they're putting in the books, it does not make no sense. So to me, it's just all about commercialization, and we have to be wise. You know, I went out, I don't know, Lassell, I don't know how this work, our poetic Sam. So the other day on TikTok, I saw somebody, what they did, they bought a breadfruit. So maybe you can help me on this. They bought a breadfruit, and they didn't roast the breadfruit.
They
put the breadfruit on the stove and boil it in the skin and everything.
Right.
And they said for about maybe 40 minutes. No, I went out this evening and I bought a breadfruit.
Right.
And I decided to put the breadfruit on the stove, but I just tested the breadfruit and it doesn't feel soft. And it's almost an hour. What am I doing wrong?
Okay. I'm going to tell you what happened with this beer. And folks, listeners, she's in Canada and I'm in the U.S. I've done that in my house already. We took the breadfruit, boiled it in the water, and I'm going to give you two scenarios. Boil it in the water till it got to the point where, you know, she figured out it
take it out, when to take it out. And she took it out. So I take it out and put it outside. Sometimes I roast all the way. Sometimes what has happened, you put it in the stove, in the oven. After you do that, I saw that video that they were talking about. You know, some people do things and they get it perfectly done, some don't. Okay, so what I wanted to know is you took that breadfruit straight from the market and put it in the water and boil it, right? That's what you did.
Yeah, but before I do that, I found something very strange with the breadfruit. Now, I decided to wash it off.
Oh,
so every time I'm washing it, I feel like something sticky on it, right? Like, and I'm saying to myself, don't tell me that they spray these breadfruits too.
Yeah,
you understand?
It depends on where it's coming from, but we, Florida here, we get away with a little more. Because when I say get away with, we get better because we're in a more, the climate is similar
to
the tropical.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they don't have to worry so much. And even when I want good breadfruit, I live in Tampa, and to me, the best breadfruit is found in Fort Lauderdale. Because I guess they come up, and they come right there in the store, and down there are picked down there, and they're sold in the stores down there. They're a little more fresh and everything. Right? They don't travel. All right, I'm going to tell you what happened. The boiling was done, but I put it in the oven or on the fire outside, not too long. Because when you put it on the fire outside, you have to roast it long. Because I make sure every part of the skin is now black when I'm doing it. That means I know it's roasted everywhere. There was one time, the last time, bought the breadfruit, but this time we bought it in Orlando, which is an hour away from me, approximately, to the biggest store. They get their stuff from Fort Lauderdale as well. But again, like I said, it traveled, right? Excuse me. Put the breadfruit in the oven after boiling it. It went in the oven, and it exploded like a bomb. Shattered in pieces like shrapnel. Okay? So one time it worked perfectly, come out real nice, cut it, eat it just like what the guy did. That happened. The second time, it was put in the oven, and it exploded like a bomb. There was nothing left. Actually, when it happened, we thought the sound was coming from outside. That's the funny thing about it. You understand?
Yes. How do I know when to take it out?
You have to make sure turn it, keep turning it.
I do.
I do. So when you took it out and you peeled it, it was still soft. It was soft.
I see. Okay, because it's almost an hour now. So,
because
I just want it to be properly cooked. So let's see.
Right. Turn it round and round.
One other thing I noticed when he was cooking. Huh?
You have to keep spinning it around so that all of it gets boiled. Because it
floats evenly cooked.
It floats to the top. See, these things, all of these things have some kind of, I don't know, some of them I'm just learning. And just like you said a while ago, you're just learning that. That one, I didn't try it like the total like that. But it comes out good when you put it because you don't, when I cook it on the coal outside, in the coal or in the wood outside, the breadfruit becomes half the size of what it was. And sometimes it break up in pieces when you're peeling it.
So this is why I decided I was going to try it this way.
Yeah. So those are the
to avoid all of that.
Avoid all of that. We do these things so we can, you know,
yeah,
we can have.
You're testing it.
Yeah. But I remember what I told you. My, I don't know, it's because the grapefruit was put in the fridge and then was, it exploded like a bomb.
That's funny.
I'm telling you, it exploded. I think I took a picture of it. It exploded like a bomb.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give this to keep turning it till 9 o'clock because it's been in there for a while, but I don't trust taking it out yet.
Yeah, that's a while. That's an hour. That's like doing it outside. So I think as long as you get all of it, you boil it round and round to all the spots. I think after that, you can take it out.
Because I would be so disappointed.
Yes, that's the part about it. When it's out and done, you're very disappointed. It makes it so.
You know, as talking about idioms, this is another thing that they always say that, you know, somebody puts in a bag, you know?
Yeah.
Meaning that you shouldn't buy something and you haven't tasted
don't
it.
Right.
You don't know what's in there, right? So, So this breadfruit thing now is like puts in the bag. Because I have to peel it now to find out, to get the surprise. You understand? Yeah, so. Our journeys now, you know, with just different things coming up, you know, to get more of the younger generation, our younger artists on the platform. These are some of the things I do believe that we should start having them call in, you know, just call in and just, you know, talk about them, you know, on the line and just get a feedback from them, you know, to break the ice, let that become a icebreaker,
right.
And we'll take it from there.
Very much so. This is, you know, we're trying to get more involved into kids' lives or pass on ideas that we think shaped us and helped us in life, you know? Because it's important, very important. We have to teach them. We have to try and teach them. You know, we have to.
It's our responsibility. If not, it's gonna be shameful on us.
Of course.
You know that we didn't leave a legacy or something behind for them to continue. You know what I mean, on these journeys. So yes, we're doing this, but the long term of it is for us to build a legacy. You know, for wherever we are in the world. And that's one of the things that I like with social media, you know, are these platforms, is that it doesn't matter where you are, you can still connect globally.
Right.
And it sounds like, or it seems like, you're just as right here.
Where we have to, you know, we have to put our shoulders to be able to make some of it happen, you know. We have to.
Yeah, but you know, we're gonna be putting that together on that show that I'm thinking on the TV network, is to just bring in even people that's in the garrison, you know, bring them, like, can make it so interesting. You know, to actually bring in individuals out of Jamaica.
Right.
Let them come on. Talk about their service. What are they offering? What do they have for tourists when they come to Jamaica? What is there that, you know, can attract tourism? You imagine somebody coming to your community and you can sell them some nutmeg, right? You can sell them pimento seeds. Here they call it allspice. Eh? You can go pick a ackee from the tree. you can go pick an orange and just pitier everything right there. You imagine you go into that environment for about a week or two. You know, I understand that even the press oil, cold press, because that's how they're making the coconut oil these days. Eh?
Yeah, I use it. I do get it from Jamaica, the cold press. Very good. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very healthy. What
yes,
I like about
you know?
Big thing I like about it is you don't use half the amount like when you use the oil at here.
Mm-mm.
You could try mm-hmm. something and like, for example, first of all, instead of sucking up the oil, it just fries it on top. That to me is a plus. I don't like too much oil. And it makes, it just makes, it tastes different. It does different and it tastes different.
Oh, you know what? When we're using it to cook, it gives that nice aroma. It smells like something you can just heat right away.
Right.
Yeah, without even... The one that I got here, I'm not sure if you're experiencing the same thing, and it kind of bothered me. I'm wondering, this one that I purchased, I'm wondering if it's mixed with something, and why I say that...
Where do you
no,
get it?
From a health food store here. It comes cold-pressed, so you have to scoop it up, put it into a bottle, because it's white, right? So you scoop it up, you put it into a bottle. But the weirdest thing is that we used some the other day and left it in the pot. And within the pot, I don't know how to explain it. It makes different, like it sleeps. But the way how it sleeps, it doesn't sleep and just cover the entire pot. It sleeps in different areas. Is that normal?
No, I don't get that. I don't get that. It's after once it melts. So, but then again, you have to also remember. Here I think where the kicker comes in. The weather up there, even when you lock up in the house, is different from the weather down here. So it has a different effect on it.
I don't know. I just kind of particular. I just kind of that just cause you know the other day because I stopped giving my granddaughter milk, so I started giving her Milo with condensed milk. No. The other day, the condensed, I put the Milo.
I'm thinking if there's a way, I'm thinking we should try to get away from condensed milk. I
was just
going to
tell you now what I noticed.
Yeah.
The thing looks, when I pour that thing out of the her cup, it looks so disgusting and cradle. I just threw away the entire, whatever remainder that was left.
Yeah.
The condensed milk, I just threw it out because I said, this cannot be normal.
Yeah, use honey instead. I don't even think about it when I go to the store. Use honey instead for your sweetener. Use honey. Better you get some real honey and use
it's
that.
Not that. You see, because when you put it in the water, it becomes dark. So she's not going to drink it.
That's always...
She's not drinking.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I see. Why she's easy to look dark because the honey isn't going to make it dark. Yeah.
No, but not only that. Even if I put the honey, I still need something to give it some, to change the color of it. I still need something
the honey,
there, and that's why
the
I
honey
bought.
The honey does. I boil oats, quicker oats. I use honey in it. And it's dark.
I'm wondering if
white.
I can use evap milk. Is evaporated milk any good?
As long as they're in that tin. Think about it. As long as they're in that tin.
I know. I don't even know what to do. What about the... What about the... What else can you use?
Well, the best thing to use is honey. Because honey is natural.
No, but I mean, in her case, she's not going to drink it like that. Because if it's me alone, I don't fool around Milo and those things. I will boil Cirrusy, drink it like that. I will boil all these bushes, you know, tea, and drink it like that. But she cusses, oh, it's gross. Why do I have to drink this? She complains about it.
Yeah.
So she's not going to just... she's a funny kid.
Well, yeah,
she's not going to drink it like
that. You got to take your time on winning around it. That's what you got to do.
I want to take her off these things and just start giving her, you know, we go from bush tea.
Right, those things.
You know, these teas, not even the tea bags are not good.
None of these. We have to get away from these packaged stuff that they package and put it
in. I know. I'm trying to eliminate them myself. Yeah.
Oh, they've made us so dependent on these things. That's one thing, and the other thing is just it destroys our body. It destroys our body, and the big effect of all of that we seen was what happened the other day, because they knew a lot of people's bodies were weak. Some people still don't get it. Our bodies were weak.
I'm gonna send you a video that somebody sent me today with. That what they were saying on that video is that they found finding out now that Pfizer and Moderna, like a lot of the statistics they've been putting out, they exclude the people with real immunity. They exclude them from those results that come out. They don't put those people, they don't include those people in those tests. So the man was saying that I wonder if people realize that what they're doing, they're not even dealing with the people with a real immune system. Natural. And, you know, there's so much to talk about.
Yeah. So much.
But you know what? We just have to take it one day at a time.
Yeah, we need to. Let's give them a music break before. This is Sierra's Radio with Poetic Sam and Janet on the Move. Lovely. We did a lot of talking today. We got like about 9 minutes left of the show. We did it because we're trying to change the format of the show a little bit. You know, it's not all just music. We have interesting things that people, you know, if we could get Dr. Aubrey to come on and give us some health tips and all of that, you know, change the show.
Yeah, I may talk to him. Good talk to him. Have him. Well, isn't he there?
Yeah, he's here. For that. Yeah, he's just something. Yeah.
Is he
I'm
still there?
Yeah, he's still here. Yeah, he's here. So,
okay, so maybe next week or so, we can have him come on.
Yeah.
We can have him come on to, you know, because the elf thing, we need to know more about, you know, our bodies and how we can, you know, go back to basics with our health.
Yep. Do need it.
Yeah, we need to go back to basics, yeah.
For a live music break before we go. Poetic Sam and Dan. Play on the radio.
Murder.
Chatty, mount a massy, mix up, why you no leave people business? I tell don't people business.
Good God, I tell you about.
Nothing near gap, nothing nearby your place, so I'll fix up. Why you no love people business?
Leave people business alone, leave people business alone.
Oh God, I not say one time people, them used to say, one sweet and the goats are gonna run in belly. So when we touching at the street, nobody see we. Country feel we things and not tell people, so you give it. So,
ooh, them can't look in my face again. When the police come running on my place again. So right now, me answer to this call. Who know it already, now go mess with it.
no more, mister.
Chatty, chatty, Montamassi. Mixed up, why you no leave people business? I said it all people business.
Good God, I tell you about.
Nothing near God, nothing near by your place one fix up. Why you no love people business? Chit-chat for my name, then my hip-cap. Oh God.
See the hypocrites, them a galang day. You hear them out before you see them. A real talk you make me can't see dying day. She left me can't see listen to them. When them a chit-chat for my name, then my hip-cap. Oh Lord, it's like them wild with the bus chat.
Really give them something, see them stop chat. This is a warning to you.
Chatty chatty, Montamassi. Mixed up, why you no leave people business? I tell it all people business.
Good God, I tell you about. Nothing near that, nothing near by your place, so I'll fix up. Why you no love people business?
Leave people business alone. Leave people business alone.
Who no beat already, now go make the beat no more, mister.
Chatty chatty, Montamassi. Mixed up, why you no leave people business?
I tell it all people business.
Good God, I tell you about.
Nothing near God, nothing near by your place, so I'll fix up. Why you no love people business? Chit-chat upon my name, then my hip-cap. Oh God.
See the hypocrites, them a galang day. You hear them out before you see them. A real talk you make me can't see dying day. She left me can't see listen to them. When them a chit-chat upon my name, then my hip-cap. Oh Lord, it's like them wild with the bus chat.
Really give them something, see them stop chat. This is a warning to you.
Surprise!
Poetic Sam and Janet on the Move Lumley on your radio. We're getting to get out of here. We've passed on, we've done quite a bit. We've just try our best to keep you informed and keep you going. Back to basics, where we can live in health and harmony and peace and love and oneness. Oh, that's like a dream, thinking about, you know, back then. It's like a dream. But dreams do come true, they say. So we're just going to keep it that way. We're not going to, you know, say it cannot be, it can't be done, because if it couldn't be done, we would not be here. I mean, so what you get now, Janet?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. So what you got to say in, you know, we're down to the last 3 minutes before the show ends, so.
Well, you know what?
I got one question. Let me shoot this one question. Going way back with the Lumi, those you say it's now on a different platform. So what do all those older ones, we who had habits from all that
okay,
time,
so
how do we transfer?
Okay, so basically everyone who has been on the platform now has to re-register.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's leading. Well, yeah. So even for new people now, who hasn't registered, it's a more interactive platform. It's user-friendly. You know, you have to make sure that your two things you have to ensure that when you register, you have to ensure that you have a username and you keep that somewhere, and also your password to get in. They will ask for an email. So when you sign up, it will be sent to your email. The email is going to generate a code. So that code, mm-hmm. now you will take it back to put into the system, and voila, you're in. You can browse around. You can see what is going on. I think Monday they started to, so the 28th. That hasn't changed. Yeah, that hasn't changed. Your funds goes in and in the platform. So the funds are there. You're still getting it. And remember, guys, we have until September, October of 2023 to get the stimulus. October coming, it would be 2 years. We're not sure what they have in store for us. But as I go through, I will keep everyone updated. So to log into the new platform, it's, hold on, let me see if I have the time. I'll just give you the exact link. It's somethingswiffin.com. There's one, okay, I will have that for you next week on the next show.
Yeah.
I'll have more information next week, because I want to give you the wrong address for that, but it's somethingswiffin.com. You just go in, you register, you're on the way.
Swiffin.com.
Yeah, but no, it's not. Oh, hold on. Let's see.
36,
okay,
36.
It's connect. So it's connect.swiffing.com.
Oh, okay, okay.
Connect.
Okay.
Connect. Dot Swiffin, SWIFIN.com. You go down to the bottom of the page. You'll see register. You register, and that's it.
Okay.
All right,
folks. We'll glad to have you on Saturday. Tune in. Sierra's Radio.
Oh, yes, guys. And Saturday as well, I go on at Poetic Sum is on at 12, from 12 to 2. I am on at 3 p.m. So don't forget to log in. Join us on EglintonTV.com. There's a lot of reggae music on that platform, on the Boxer Joe show, DJ Terrell. So a lot's happening on the Eglinton network as well. Please check us out.
Please check it out. And please check me out on Saturday, 12 till 2, on Poetic Sound Musical Turntable. Thank you, folks, for joining us. All right. See you next week.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
I remember that day you left me. It was so cold.